It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. And thank you as well to our producer holding it down tonight, Greg Frank in New York City. It's the first day of spring. And it's not just the first day of spring. It's the first full day of March Madness. Yes, college basketball has taken over the United States of America. And we just had a score that just went final. Tennessee beat Wofford. And I'll give you an update on some of these other games in a second. Like Kansas taking the lead against Arkansas, 65-64. Yeah, I'll give you an update on all the action in a minute. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, the app is free. You don't got to pay a dime. Thank you to people on SiriusXM 375. And oh yeah, by the way, if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show. Hey, thank you to our guest. Came through and joined us earlier on. Bill Bender from the Sporting News covers all things college basketball. I'll be hanging out here with you for one more hour. If you missed a second or a minute of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Man, this is a good game that we got right now. Kansas is just taking the lead against the Razorbacks.
Who would you take in a fight, a Razorback or a Jayhawk?
Say again?
Razorback or a Jayhawk, who are you taking in that animal fight?
Oh, man. Aren't Razorbacks, wouldn't they be thin, would be thicker, right? Like,
you would think.
Right? I don't know. What is a Jayhawk going to do? What does a Jayhawk do? I don't know.
Yeah, they can get away fast because they can fly and move quickly, but they're not going to really attack well, right?
I don't know. Every photo I see here of a Jayhawk is from the school, so I don't know. Is it just a hawk? What is it? I don't know. Yeah, I'm taking a wild animal from Arkansas. How about that? I'll go with that one. Right now at this minute, there's about 4 minutes left to go in the game. Kansas leads 67-64. So we'll keep you up to date on that one. We just told you about Tennessee beating Wofford 77-62. And with that victory, Tennessee punches his ticket to the round of 32. They await the winner between Utah State and UCLA. Some of the other active games that we have going on right now this second. Texas A&M leads Yale 58-50. A matter of fact, yep, 58-50. And then we have Drake that has the lead over Missouri right now, 30-23. We have some other games that have gone final earlier in the day. Houston beat SIUE to advance and take on Gonzaga. Gonzaga beat up on Georgia. We also, and this was a, this is probably, no, this is not probably, this is the biggest upset that we gotten so far in a tournament today. McNeese beat Clemson 69-67. This is the one that probably destroyed a lot of people's brackets. That's the one that a lot of people did not expect to happen. Clemson only scored 13 points in the first half. And so McNeese has its first ever win in the NCAA tournament. And I feel like the biggest star on McNeese right now isn't Will Wade. It's not nobody in a uniform. It's their manager who has NIL deals and walks out to the court with a, I don't know if they still call it a boombox, but he has a boombox. He's wearing chains. His name is Amir Khan. God bless him. Will Wade might be leaving, and so Amir could take over as their head coach when Will Wade goes on to North Carolina State. And so next up for McNeese is Purdue. Purdue beat High Point 75-63. And so this is probably the best game, the best matchup, the biggest surprise that we've gotten so far in the tournament. A matter of fact, I want you to listen to the final call as McNeese held on to beat Clemson. This is all courtesy of Westwood One.
Clemson with the ball down 4. 10 seconds to go. Front court Hunter. Over to Zachary. Got a launch. Banker 3. Won't go. Loose. Scrum. Hunter drives. Lays it in at the buzzer. It's not enough. McNeese with the upset. Let the March Madness begin.
Let the March Madness. The March Madness, it has all begun. All day today, all day tomorrow, or Saturday, on Sunday, workplace productivity has just gone ahead and completely hit the toilet. And so up next for McNeese is Purdue, who I told you beat High Point 75-63. That was to be expected. Unfortunately for Purdue, they know about disappointing losses and choking. They've done quite a lot of that over the past, let's just say, 10 years. But their head coach, Matt Painter, knowing what comes next and knowing where they're at, he enjoys playing basketball earlier in the day as opposed to late at night.
It's definitely better to play early. If you have that late game, it's torture. Yeah, for everybody. Like, if you haven't been through it, like, I think it'd be hard to understand that statement. But if you ask any coach just sitting there all day, especially if you're somebody who goes to bed early and you wake up early, right, and you got like a 10-10 start, it's the damnedest thing in the world. Because you've just done everything in your power to lead up to this. You start in June, and now you get here, and you just kind of sit there all day. So we love the early games. I love the early games, period.
Oh, well. I guess he says that Michigan and UC San Diego, they're screwed. They got to start late. And then we got Texas Tech and UNC Wilmington. They start in about an hour from now as well. And so, yeah, just get it done early. That's always been my approach in life. I'm not going to complain about playing a basketball game late, saying it's torture. Like, this is a privilege to play in March Madness. And so if you can't just take some time to play in a late game, just grin and bear it. At least he doesn't have to. He knows what his fate is next. We got McNeese taking on Purdue. And I want to see more of McNeese because I want to see more of their equipment manager who, has a boombox, chains, and NIL deals. There's always some outlier that we've never heard of that makes things interesting. He can be this year's Sister Jean. A little less holy, but he can be Sister Jean. Another matchup that we saw earlier today. I don't want to call this as much of an upset because it's not. But we saw Creighton beat Louisville 89-75. Creighton advances again. This is what they do. This is their fifth straight time moving and marching ahead, advancing past the first round of March Madness. This is what Creighton does. Now, unfortunately for them, they have to take on Auburn next. Auburn beat Alabama State, who we saw play two nights ago, as they were one of the first teams. They were the first team with that long pass and that layup. Alabama State, the HBCU, they won their first four game against St. Mary's, and here they are getting smoked by Auburn. In the game, their opponent, Creighton and Louisville, that was an interesting one because Creighton, man, they were holding on. Louisville tried to fight back, but even their coach helped do them in. Not the greatest when your team is trying to come back and you, the coach, out here getting technical fouls. Their head coach, Pat Kelsey, was teed up at the end of the game, and he basically allowed Creighton to go on more of a run. This is what Pat Kelsey had to say about his technical foul at the end of the game.
I got frustrated and said something I shouldn't have said, and he teed me up, you know. Far less than an ideal time to get a technical. I realize that. So it is what it is.
Oh, come on. You're the coach, man. I mean, I forgot who it was. There was a coach last night. His team got a technical. They're trying to come back into the game. He threw himself on the floor. I'm like, why are you doing? You costing your team a chance. You're the coach. Like, how am I going to trust you to be the, I don't want to say the last line of defense, but how am I going to trust you? And how am I going to trust everybody else to be disciplined when you can't be disciplined at the end of a game yourself. Pat Kelsey had more to say. He talked about the comeback, and he said, yeah, I helped blow it.
Our guys continued to fight. You know, we cut it to 10 or 12, whatever it was, when the knucklehead head coach got a technical. That didn't help. But, again, give them a lot of credit. They were the better team today.
Oh, I like that. He called himself the knucklehead head coach. Well, he's not the only knucklehead. His behavior pretty much prompted another knucklehead to become a part of the action. Yeah, his behavior prompted a fan to throw a water bottle onto the court. Come on, you're not supposed to throw objects onto the court, onto the field, onto the pitch, onto the diamond. You're supposed to just yell boo and go home. I want you to listen to this. He was teed up, and then he prompted another idiot. Listen to this on CBS.
Edwards, three-pointer. No. That would have been a big one. Terrence Edwards can't get the three ball to go. And whoa, Pat Kelsey just gets a tee here. Man, tough technical. Pat Kelsey is in the face of Brooks Wells.
Got to calm him down. That's where your assistant coach has got to come in. Because the game is still in the balance. And what you don't want.
Right side of your screen, Jimmy.
Yep. I mean, Kelsey was...
steps out on the floor. Yeah. I mean,
well, he said some choice words too. But again, he's as intense as his players. Oh, come on. Come on. Somebody threw a bottle of water on the floor. Unnecessary.
That's going to be a cleanup here. There's,
come on, man.
That was a full bottle of water, yeah, too. That was very dangerous. And it went right over the Creighton bench. I tell you, whoever did that should never be allowed. And to come into this arena
again. And
it came
from the Louisville side. I mean, whoever's sitting next to that person or in that section needs to, and the police are going up there right now to go handle the situation.
That's a joke.
It's unnecessary. Okay, you get upset about a call. So what? You don't do this because you got players on both ends that can be affected by that.
Yeah, I'm not going to go as far to blame the coach for that one. But, yeah, if he didn't get a technical, then it would. I'm not blaming him. One idiot doesn't necessarily encourage. Well, one idiot can encourage another. But, come on, act like an adult. Like, don't throw a bottle onto the court. Now, we got a good one going on right now. Arkansas is on a 7-0 run as they have retaken the lead against Kansas. Arkansas leads 71-67, a little less than 90 seconds to go here in the game. And at this rate, the Razorbacks, they may come out on top if they're able to hold on. This is a good one. This is a close one. Coach Cal is currently sweating through his suit. The winner of this game moves on to take on the winner between St. John's and Omaha, which is scheduled to get started in approximately 30 minutes. The other games that we have in action tonight to wrap things up, we got Texas Tech and UNC Wilmington. They get started in about an hour. We got UC San Diego and Michigan. They get started in about 50 minutes. Omaha and St. John's, they start in 30 minutes. And in about 10 minutes from now, we got Utah State and UCLA. Those are the final games that we'll have for the night. We have a couple of games that are still in action outside of Arkansas and Kansas. So now close the lead to 2. Arkansas leads over Kansas 71-69. Texas A&M, they lead Yale 63-52. About 6 minutes left to go there. In Drake, they got a little bit of control over Missouri, 37-28. 5 minutes have gone by in the second half. We'll keep you up to date with everything going on in college basketball. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll take you through a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's March 20th. The year is 2025. I have just a feeling there are a few things that took place this day in sports history that have to do and deal with the March Madness tournament. But when we come back on the other side of the break, I do want to talk to you about something that we will see in the future. And we could thank Duke for it. What is it? I'll tell you on the other side. Give you more update on the college basketball. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you, well, you know this. At the end of the show, we'll go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about something that you will see tomorrow. That would be the future. But right now, I want to tell you about the now. Yesterday, as we discussed the importance of just how important coaches are at the college basketball level. If you don't have a coach, you don't have nothing. The players can come, they can go, the stars can come and go. But if you have a solid head coach, man, you are solidly ahead of the competition. Right now, Arkansas leads Kansas 75-72. John Calipari, in his first year as the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, he is leading Bill Self, who has been sitting here as the head coach of Kansas all the way back to 2003. Arkansas, this is really what it boils down to. Don't turn the ball over. Can we win at the free throw line? That's what it is. Arkansas is trying to inbound the basketball and probably get fouled. They can't do it. And so we'll keep you up to date on this game as it goes down to the wire. Arkansas leads Kansas 75-72, 12 seconds to go in this game. Man, I tell you, it's one thing. You think about John Calipari, coached at Memphis for about a decade, then coached at Kentucky from 2009 to 2023, went to four different Final Fours. And it's pretty cool to see him out here coaching one of the, dare I say, NBA sons, DJ Wagner, son of DeJuan. I think he coached him back at Memphis. I remember DeJuan Wagner.
He sure did. Yeah, DeJuan Wagner is a. I'm a South Jersey guy, so the Wagners are from Camden. So I would root for them.
Yeah, I remember watching him play coming out of high school, and so to see DJ, and he looks exactly like his dad. DeJuan Wagner certainly didn't have the career that people thought he might have. But to see his son out here under Coach Cal is just like father, like son. It's I guess John Calipari must be like, damn, I've been around a long time. And so we'll see what happens at the end of this game. Some of the other action that's currently going on. Texas A&M, a solid lead over Yale right now, 69-59. A little less than 4 minutes to go left in the game. A little less than 4 minutes to go in the game. Drake has taken control over Missouri, 43-28. There's about 12 and a half minutes left in that game. And we'll keep you up to date on everything going on. Marco Belletti will be here in a little while as well to give you a full update on everything going on in the world of sports. Now, I did tell you, there's something that we'll see tomorrow. And what's that? Cooper Flagg. The man who ACC this, player of the year that, is future first round draft pick if he decides to go out. I can't imagine a reason why he wouldn't. We saw him sprain his ankle. Well, he's apparently perfectly fine. Duke is going to take on Mount St. Mary's tomorrow at 2:50 p.m. Eastern time. And Cooper Flagg, he spoke to the media today, and he basically said that he is all good to go, as he explained what has happened from spraining his ankle to now. He's just like, man, it's a sprained ankle. I sprained it before. I'll sprain it again. I'm fine. Listen to this.
I said we have a great team, so as soon as I got hurt, it was just about getting the right treatment, the right recovery, figuring out exactly what was going on. Had an MRI, X-ray, learned that both of those looked really good. So for them, it was just moving on, pain tolerance type of things, just getting the recovery, the treatment that I needed.
Well, Cooper Flagg is getting some of the best treatment that you will ever see or think of in your life. Cooper Flagg is... And he's not even going to have to play hard. And we had this conversation, not play hard. He's probably not even going to have to play a lot. He'll get a chance to get a little bit of a break. And we had this conversation earlier in the show. And thank you so much to Bill Bender for the sporting news for joining us. if they only got to play this guy one half and tell him to have a seat, that is exactly what they're going to do. There's no need to put Cooper Flagg onto the court and then go ahead and run him and drag him into the ground. It is completely unnecessary, especially for a team that the majority of America is looking at to just go all the way and walk away with the national championship. And so apparently, and not apparently, CBS Sports decided to put out a release of all of the brackets that they have. And their data shows that a vast majority of the country believes that Duke is going to walk away with the national championship. 27% of brackets on CBS, 27% of them say that Duke is going to walk away the winners. At number two, you have the Florida Gators at 21%. At number three, you have Auburn at 15%. And number four, you have Houston at 10%. And then we take a drop. St. John's is 4. Michigan State is 4. Tennessee is 3. Alabama is 2. Kentucky is 1. And Wisconsin is also 1. People looking at Duke and they're just saying, yeah, I believe in Shire. I believe in Cooper Flagg. Well, how about this? We have another game. It has just gone final between Arkansas and Kansas. They end up winning. Final score is 79-72. Coach Cal moves on, and Bill Self has an opportunity to go ahead and prepare for an early vacation. 79-72. Calipari wears out his welcome and makes the move after not getting the cash and the money that he wanted to compete. Now here he is in Arkansas moving on. So Arkansas will wait on the winner tonight. This game is getting ready to tip off any second now between St. John's and Omaha. Wouldn't that be interesting? Just to see Coach Cal, as someone who had some time at Seton Hall here. I don't want to say getting back to the New York City metropolitan area, but that's exactly what it is. But to see him take on, that'd be quite a show. Rick Pitino and John Calipari on the same court at the same time. I don't know if there's enough suit fabric between the two of these guys. Like, I'm waiting to see what type of suit that Rick Pitino is going to wear tonight. Hey, Greg, what color you think Coach Cal is going to wear tonight?
Pitino.
Oh, Pitino, yeah. Cal wore the red. What's Pitino going to wear?
You say you don't think the white?
Is he wearing the white? Is he wearing red? What is he going to wear?
I'm going to say the white.
Okay. This is March Madness.
Right, like bring out the, isn't white kind of like the like elitist color, you know, like it's the best you got?
I'm better than you, Omaha?
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, it's a possibility. I want to see him and Calipari on the court together. I'm waiting on that game to tip off. I do 22 points, 5 rebounds for the Arkansas Razorbacks. I told you about DJ Wagner. I still can't believe this is the son of DeJuan. He finished with 14 points, and Bill Self goes home. It's even crazy to think about Bill Self. His last championship came in 2022. To me, it feels like forever ago. But the last championship for Bill Self was in 2022. And now Bill Self and these Jayhawks have been booted. So, hey, Greg, you had a question as to whether or not a Razorback would beat a Jayhawk. Well, damn it, we just found out. I guess those teeth, a little too wild for them.
Well, what's more impressive would be if a Bulldog beats a Tiger, but it's looking like Drake is firmly in charge here.
Yeah, that is, what is it, 45-34 is the current score?
45-32.
45-32.
Unless maybe you're ahead of me. Maybe I'm about to watch a Missouri basket.
There's another Drake basket. They went out there and took the lead. There's another matchup in a game that is not too much to worry about. Texas A&M is handling Yale right now. I know Marco Belletti. Marco, the matchup that I want to see, and I know you got a lot of news and scores to deliver. I ain't going to hold you up. What I want to see, now that we've had Coach Cal advance,
mm-hmm.
I need to see him and Patino on the same sideline. I need it.
100%.
I need it.
I think that's what we want. Look, it's nothing against Kansas, but I think we wanted to see that. When this bracket came out, it's St. John's and it's Arkansas, so it's not the same, but that's the point. And that's why we want to see Patino and Cal on the same court at the same time.
I want to see what they're going to wear. That's what I want.
I heard you guys talking as I was walking in. Yeah, does Patino roll the dice and save the white for Cal?
He has to wear something disrespectful for him, right? I don't know.
Maybe. Does he a little ode to Carnesecca? Does he bust out a sweater tonight for St.
John's?
No.
You think he's – have you ever seen him wear a sweater?
Well, he did it once for the tribute.
He ain't wearing no sweater.
I don't know. You had a sweater vest underneath the jacket? You never know with Patino.
We gotta wait. I'm waiting for the game to tip off. It's now been pushed – 9:45 start time. Is he going to wear a blood red jacket? I don't know. St. John's red?
I could see it. Look, the white is obviously, that's Patino. But I wonder if he would say, you know what, I can't wear it two games in a row.
Uh-huh.
I'll save that for Cal. Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, it wouldn't. Is there enough hair grease between the two of them? I mean, are we good there?
I think we're all right because as they get older, their hair gets thinner and they're not using as much. So,
okay.
25, 30 years ago, no, we would have to bust out the shoe polish. But I think now, I think, in their older age, they're not going to dip into that Brill cream quite as much.
Okay. Well, now I'm sorry for Bill Self. He had to be sacrificed so we get this matchup. Bill Self in Kansas, they haven't lost in the first round in about 20 years. And so John Calipari moves on, first year with these Arkansas Razorbacks, and we'll see what takes place with St. John's. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we look to the future. We talked about what we'll see tomorrow as Duke will take on Mount St. Mary's. But, of course, it's the end of the show. It's going to be time for us to take a look back at a few things that took place this day in sports history. And, of course, almost definitely, there has to be a March Madness reference or two or three in there. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got another game that's underway. UCLA is currently leading Utah State 19-14. Meanwhile, Drake is trying to hold off Missouri 52-45. Omaha and St. John's getting ready to tip off minutes from now. We've already kind of jumped the gun a little bit on whether or not St. John's is going to get past Omaha. But it would certainly be very nice to see Coach Cal and the Razorbacks, who just beat Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks. It'd be nice to see both John Calipari and Rick Pitino on the same sidelines. Omaha and St. John's scheduled to tip off just minutes from now. And then we'll have a real opportunity about what Coach Rick Pitino is wearing on the sidelines. We'll figure that out any minute and any second now. It's been one busy show. It's been a full show. What a life. I'm sitting here in the studio talking about sports. I'm watching sports. I'm watching 2 and 3 and 4 games going on at one time. I'm hanging out with our producer in New York, Greg Frank.
JR, you ever just tell yourself, what a great, how lucky is it that this is a job, you know?
Yeah, just to talk about sports, right?
Been doing it since I was at the lunch table in first grade.
You're right. Well, what were you eating? What were you eating at the lunch table? Chocolate milk, pizza? What'd you have?
Were you into the fruit roll-ups? That was always the snack I needed to have.
No. Vodka? No?
No. The fruit roll-up, sugary thing?
No, bro. I know what a fruit roll-up is.
Okay.
You were having fruit roll-ups. I was having vodka. Okay.
Okay.
All right. At lunchtime.
For a minute, I thought you were saying that there was vodka in those. I was like, no, I don't think so.
No. I was having vodka and orange juice at lunchtime at school.
Wow.
Yeah, that's me. Nothing else? There's nothing.
Well, that was like the signature snack was the Dunkaroo, which I'm.
Oh, the sugary thing? Yeah, yes. the cookie, which yes, you dip in
but,
the sugar.
I will say, I was.
Did you have real food?
Yes, yes, yes. I was getting there. I was down the middle with the selections. The PB&J and bagel and cream cheese was always like real reliable. Oh. And I'm a big lunch meat guy, you know, roast beef, turkey.
You made the sandwich yourself or you bought it from school?
Oh, no, my mom always took care of me.
Oh, man, you were good. You're good. Yeah. By the time I got to high school, man, I didn't even go to lunch. And when I did go to lunch, I had there was a guy in the lunchroom who was pouring vodka. So I had some of that.
Getting started early there.
Yeah, well, it's that kid in high school fault. Not my fault. It's his fault. What can I do?
Can always blame somebody else, right?
No, he's the one who poured it, so what am I going to do, right?
Fair enough. Not going to say no, right?
I wasn't pressured into it or anything. I know peer pressure in high school is prevalent. I'm like, you know, to be honest, I didn't go to lunch. I went to the library and took a nap. That's what I did. And if I wasn't doing that, I was hanging out with that kid once or twice. Only once or twice. Good times. Good times. I should have found something better to do in high school. But you, man, it sounds like you had it good, man. I should have swapped with you.
Yeah, I mean, hey, can't complain. I had a loving family. Parents took care of me. And, I always feel like if you're in this industry, you're probably pretty social. And if you are a social person most of your life, you're going to make friends pretty quickly. And I felt like I did that in school.
Good on you. And then you said you went to Temple?
Yes, proud Temple L.
Okay.
Went to Temple with Zach Elb here on the network right before you. We're good friends.
Oh, that's nice. Absolutely amazing. And Temple Owls. Good. So you said South Philly, Jersey. Oh, it all makes sense now.
There you go.
All makes sense now. That was some time back in time. Now that I think about it, let's really go back in time. It's that time of the show where we take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
In the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast. On the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot going on right now. Like college basketball right now. And so obviously, of course, if you go back this day in sports history, there's going to be a lot of college basketball going on. Today is March 20th, 2025. Let's go back to March 20th, 1965. Oh, yeah. You want to know why? Because on this day, UCLA beat Michigan 91-80 to win its second national championship. And this is the second national championship under John Wooden, who ultimately went out there and won 10 titles. We're going to do a real throwback right now. We're going to throw it back to Universal. This is a Universal edited reel from 1965 that highlights UCLA's victory over Michigan. Prepare yourselves for a time warp. Listen to this.
As top-ranked Michigan pitted against last year's champs, UCLA. The California Bruins, in the light jerseys, are sparked by Gale Goodrich, number 25. Here's a Goodrich pass and a long set shot. Michigan jumps into an early lead.
Yeah, they jumped into an early lead. Gale Goodrich was out there. He scored 42 points. In the championship game.
I do have to call a violation on the announcer there, though.
Oh, my goodness. He's from 1965.
Well, but he says California Bruins. If we're going to be really technical about it, that's the Cal Golden Bears. You got to say California Los Angeles Bruins. It's two different teams.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
That's what I heard. I thought,
it's 1965.
Cal Bears. Yeah, the Cal Golden Bears.
Bruins. They're the UCLA Bruins.
Right, and the announcer says the California Bruins. You got to say University of California, Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. Come on, man. They're the Bruins, too. Leave that man. And I think it's Ed Hairley did the VO. He's probably not even alive. Give him a break, okay?
Well, then I can't hurt his feelings.
Oh, damn. What a rough guy. Anyway, that was 1965. Let's go ahead. March 20th. Let's hit the fast forward button. 2005. Some guy named LeBron James was only 20 years old. And he became the youngest guy to score 50 points in the game. He had 56 points as the Cleveland Cavaliers lost to the Raptors 105-98. But LeBron James, oh, he was cooking. Listen to this. Courtesy of Cavs TV, Raptors TV. Listen to this man cook.
Two on the clock. LeBron's going to have to force it up. Oh, my. You got to be kidding me. He's got 48.
Now, see, when that happens, there's nothing you can do about it.
James puts it on the floor. He wants it. He can feel it. And he's got 50, his first NBA 5-0. And to Jalen Rose, he should take it home with him. And LeBron with 53, and that sets the Cavalier franchise record for most points in a single game.
Much like Ira Neubel, but Ira Neubel getting a big rebound now.
Goodness, 2-for-19 behind the arc. Here's James for three. You got to be kidding me. Are you kidding me? LeBron James with 56.
Literally joked about it last night, but it's not a joke. You can go probably every single day of the year and have a this day in sports history. LeBron James did this. Yesterday it was LeBron James passing Karl Malone, what, like 3 years ago. And today, damn it, 20 years ago, LeBron James was, damn, he was 20. Yeah, he's only 20 years old. 2005, this guy had 56 points. Youngest guy to drop 50 in a game. March 20th, the year 2006, we had the World Baseball Classic. This was the first World Baseball Classic ever. In Japan, they beat Cuba. They beat him 6-1. Listen to, and I miss this man. This is John Miller from ESPN.
And that does it. Strike three. Otsuka gets the save. The celebration begins. Team Japan has won the first World Baseball Classic. They have defeated Cuba 10-6. But finally, Japan has risen from the ashes. And under their manager, Sadaharu Oh, it was Japan that ends up winning it all. And tonight, they have defeated Cuba 10-6. The valiant Cuban team, the group of amateurs up from the island nation of Cuba. And they battle back hard in this ball game as well before finally falling short. And now the Cuban team comes out to the field in the midst of the Japan celebration, and the Cuban team goes out to congratulate them on their victory.
Man, everybody in San Francisco, y'all got it good. He is one of the most iconic voices, one of the easiest listens in all of sports history. I miss John Miller on those ESPN broadcasts, but now we also know that ESPN is not going to have baseball. Well, for now at least, moving into the future after this season. Anyway, also this day in sports history, this one stinks, unless you're a Buccaneers fan. March 20th, 2020, Tom Brady said, I'm going to the Buccaneers. Oh, only if Aaron Rodgers would hurry up and make his decision. Listen to this.
After two decades with the Patriots, Tom Brady is making it official. He is a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's weird to look at, but Brady putting ink to paper today, signing his contract with Tampa Bay. It's a fat deal, too. 2 years and $50 million. ESPN reports every cent is guaranteed, and it comes with a $9 million total added incentives that he can earn. He can't be traded. He can't be tagged. And in a quote on Instagram, he said, I'm starting a new football journey. Thankful for the Buccaneers for giving me an opportunity to do what I love to do.
Yeah, that was courtesy of ABC7 Television in Detroit. Yeah, everybody all over the country is sick of Tom Brady. And you know what he did that first year? That man went out there and he won a Super Bowl with the Bucs. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They beat him up. They beat up Patrick Mahomes. They sacked him all over the place. Not as bad as he just got sacked, but they beat him 31-9. And then Tom Brady almost threw the Super Bowl trophy into Tampa Bay because he was drunk. I guess he was that happy to get away from Bill Belichick. Anyway, yeah, those were a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been one hell of a show. Thank you so much to our guest, Bill Bender, for joining us from the Sporting News, who joined us. We had a lot of fun talking about Creighton beating Louisville, McNeese beating Clemson. We just saw Arkansas beat Kansas 79-72. We'll see about Rick Pitino, what he does with his squad in St. John's against Omaha. We'll be able to talk about Duke by the time we're here tomorrow. This show gets going again tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much, Greg. Appreciate your help.
Hey, man, I had a lot of fun. Would love to do it again. Appreciate you.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Greg Frank, our producer. Thank you to you for listening all over North America. Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. More college basketball talk tonight from Bart Winkler. More college basketball tomorrow, all day on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move. JR Sport Brief Show is done.